Hi, this is a dictation for Lakendra Reynolds Smith, LakendraReynolds-Smith, date of birth 10/1/2003, date of accident 7/14/2022, date of service 12/20/2022. Ms. Lakendra Reynolds was a restrained driver leading to an automobile accident where her car was hit on a frontal left collision on a driver's side. With the impact, patient started having mild headaches without the symptoms of TBI. However, the pain in the neck and the lower back started, and both shoulders, both knees. Currently, the patient continues to have pain in both the shoulders at around 7, with ability to do abduction or lift her arms up to 120 degrees maximum without pain. Pain in the neck is around 7 and lower back pain is 7. She has some radiation of pain in the upper part of the upper arm and shoulders and right lateral part of the thigh. Pain in both the knees are also severe. Right knee is 7, left knee is 9. She in fact fell down due to losing balance because the knee giving up. Overall pain level varies from 4 to 7. She can walk up to 4 blocks and it is worst pain is on walking upstairs and downstairs. She cannot sit on the floor. Her radius are affected all the way to 6, especially the general activity is 8. Work and relationship with other people, sleep are affected 7. And the overall relief in the pain is 80%. In the system review, patient does not have any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, or any symptoms of TBI like confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of memory, denies any anxiety, panic, PTSD, but she has mild depression and some weakness, she reports. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the knee area, both sides, as well as both shoulders with difficulty lifting, slight difficulty in walking, especially going upstairs. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, patient can complains of incontinence. It does not complain of any incontinence, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. And the respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level. Some improvement is reported of 80%. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And patient does not abuse any drugs. And she reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen, and physical examination reveals the blood pressure 120 over 76, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is similar from previous visit of 11/16/2022, dictation number 1116-072. The plan is to continue the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the therapy 3 times per week, focusing on both the shoulders, both knees, as well as in the neck and the lower back area. Hopefully that will get better. And she has been released to a light duty job where she can work 8 hours, 6 days at 10-pound lifting limit. And light duty is allowed. No other disability is checked. The MUT were reviewed and labs were reviewed. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. She's been ordered a MRI of cervical spine and the shoulder on the right side and right knee. Somehow she has not been able to get them done yet. And she's been advised that if pains are too much, then she should get them done. Regarding the medications, after reviewing the MAPS, patient was provided to continue Mobix 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX for 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tramadol 50 milligram 1 or 2 PRN for pain. Sertraline was provided for depression, and pregabalin for pain relief. The patient is stable, should be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.